We continue our learning Le'ilu Nishmas, Tavi Ben Menachem, Rishon Nicham Yaakov, and Pinchas Le'ilu. We're in Yevamos, Perek Yud Gimel, Mishnah Ches. Misha Haya Nasui L'Shtei Yisomos Kitanos. You have someone who's married to two Yisomos, and they're under Bat Mitzvah. And we're also speaking about a case where they're Yisomos in the sense that the father had passed away, so they were married off by a mother or a brother, and therefore the marriage here is only a marriage Durabanan. Vames, and now this person dies. So here you have these two Yisomos Ketanos, these two young girls. They're not related to each other, but they fall to Yibum, to the brother of this person who passed away. So says the Mishnah like this: Biasa o chalitzasa shel achas mehen poteres tzarasa. So if you have, if this brother, their surviving brother, performs Yibum and has bia or chalitza, doing that with one of these girls will now release the other one as well from Yibum or chalitza. That's typically what happens when it comes to Yibum. If there are two wives, you have two tzaros. So the bia, the Yibum, and the chalitza of one paters the other. The chiddush of the Mishnah here is that even though the marriage is derabbanan, we're going to say the same thing is true, that the Yibum Chalitza with one of them will now release the other one. Just like this is true when it comes to Yibum Chalitza when it's a Doraisa, so too when it comes to this marriage which is only Midrabanan, so the same thing is true in this case. You may say that, hold on, Chalitza can't be performed with a Ketana. We learned that in the 12th parak. Nonetheless, the Mishnah here can be speaking of the following. The girls were, it's true, they became widows, their husband passed away, and these two tzaros became almanos when they're ketanos. But the chalitza that was performed by the surviving brother was performed after after they became gedolos, and therefore having that derabbanon chalitza will release the other one because the marriage is derabbanon, and therefore the ibn chalitza is derabbanon, and it takes care of the other one. Says the Mishnah, v'chein shtei chershos. And the same thing would be true with marriage too, with these two women, these two girls, were chershos, meaning that they don't have to be ketanos. But if they're chershos, a marriage with the chereshos we've had in the past is also only midrabanan. So this man married these two deaf mutes, these two women who were deaf mutes, and the husband died. So the yavam's bia with one of them will release the other one. The only thing is, he would not allow chalitza. Chalitza with a deaf mute is not possible, as also we learned in the 12th parak. What about this case? Ketana v'chereshes. A man married now a ketana and a chereshes. So both of them are marriages that are derabanan. So says the Mishnah here, it's not true that the bia of one will release the tzara. Ein bias achas mehen poteres tzarasa. It's true that both have the same marriage derabbanan, and therefore the bond to the yavam is also derabbanan. It's not the same because we're not sure. And says the Bartanur the following: Afal gav d'shtein ein nisuin nisuin gemurim. Truth, both of them don't have a nisuin gemurim. They're partial, or it's not nisuin daraisim mikol makom. Lo yad inon behemi nayu necholei v'hi chashiva ishto tvei. We're not sure which one is considered more married to a greater extent than the other. So, there's an argument both ways. On the one hand, you'll say, well, the katan will eventually, well, the ktana rather, will eventually become a gdola. And therefore, maybe I'll say that marriage is on a higher level. Or maybe you'll say, as opposed to a chereshes, she remains a chereshes. On the other hand, you'll say, no. What do you mean? The chereshes, at least, she is a gdola. She's over bat mitzvah. So maybe we would say that yibum maybe has a greater status. So therefore, we'll say that having yibum with either the deaf mute, the chereshes, or the ktana doesn't release the other because you can't determine which one where there's a greater attachment and which one is less of an attachment. That's what the Mishnah means. Ein bias achas mehen poteres tzarasa. Be with one will not exempt the other. Then the Mishnah says, pikachas v'chereshes. Here you have a man who married married two wives, but one is a pikacha. She's completely a full faculty. She's a fully competent, and therefore that's a marriage. That's doraisa. The other one he's married to is the tzara, is a deaf mute. That's marriage is only derabbanan. He then passes away. Both of these amanos fall to yibam. One yibam is a doraisa yibam to the yavam, and the other is a derabbanan attachment to the yavam. So how does that work? Says the Mishnah, pikachas v'chereshes bias ha-pikachas boteres ha-sachereshes. Be a yibum with the bikachas, the one who's mentally competent. So that will exempt the chereshes because, after all, the chereshes is only the rabban. And certainly the d'oraisa yibum will take care of the tzara, who's the chereshes, who's only married anyway, whose bond of yibum is only the rabbanon. But the ein bias ha-chereshes boteres ha-pikachas. But having yibum with the chereshes, which is only yibum de rabbanon, is not going to exempt the pikachas, the woman who's fully competent, whose marriage to the man who had passed away and whose yibum bond therefore is d'oraisa. Then the Mishnah says, Gedola uktana. Let's say you have a case where the man married a gedola and a ktana. Here you have where a man married two wives, one was an adult and the other was a ktana. And that's only the marriage with a ktana married off by, or assuming on the mother or the brother, is only derabbanan. So same thing. Bias, we could anticipate this halacha. Bias ha-gedola poteres es ha-ktana. Having yibum with a gedola will release the ktana from yibum or chalitza. She's completely free. But vein bias ha-ktana poteres es ha-gedola. But the bia with the ktana is not going to exempt the gedola. Having bia with the ktana is only derabbanan, so this doesn't take care of releasing the adult who has a yibum bond, which is d'oraisa. Now, when we're going back to the case of the pikachas and the chereshes, let's say chalitza. Can you do chalitza? The Mishnah doesn't speak about chalitza. So, in fact, chalitza with the pikachas, the almana who's competent, who's full faculties, that also will release the chereshes. Why does the Mishnah mention that chalitza? Because the Mishnah is speaking about a case. The next case was what? The yibum of the deaf mute with the chereshes. With that of the is that going to release the pikachas? So there, of course, there is no case of chalitza of a chereshes. Therefore, the Mishnah doesn't mention that particular case. Perek Yud Gimel, Mishnah Tes. Misha haya nasui lishtei yisomos kitanos. Here you have a case. Man is married to two yisomos. They're both kitanos, as we had. Vameis, and then he died. So this is only the marriages are only derabbanan, and therefore these two co-wives, these tzaras, now widows, are only attached for yibam mi derabbanan. So now says the Mishnah like this: Baya v'mala rishona. If the Yavam had beer with one of those co-wives, one of the Almanos, makes no difference which one. If he does that, and that the mitzvah of Yibam is certainly fulfilled, and that widow becomes the wife of the Yavam, but then he does something he should not have done. V'chazar ubal ashniya. He then had beer with the other widow. That's not allowed. You're not permitted to do so. We learn in the fourth parak, you're not allowed to Yibam with more than one sarah. That's case one. Or let's say not the Yavam had bia with the second almana, but another Yavam, another brother, had bia with the second widow. Also should not be done because one Yavam takes care of all the widows. Once you have bia with one, so then they're all released, and no one should be having bia, not that with another, with the tzara, with the co-wife, not the Yavam himself, and not one of the other potential brothers. Says the Mishnah, though, lo pasal es harishona. Not the Yavam second bia, nor the bia of the brother will disqualify the Yavama from living and continuing to live with the Yavam as husband and wife. Well, you'll say, that was an Aveira. That's true. It certainly was an Aveira. But nonetheless, since the first and the second bias were with whom? They were with ktanos. Remember, this is a case where a man is married to two yusomas ktanos, and the Yavam now had bia with one of them. So, and then had bia with another one. So since the first and the second bios were with both ktanos, so either way we're covered. However yibum works, if it's already been taken care of. So if yibum is possible midrabanan, so then he was accomplished the yibum by the first bia, and the second ktana was released through from her Yibum bond because of the first Bia. So therefore, if that's the case, having Bia with her would not be called Yibum at all. That wouldn't be called Znus, it wouldn't be called Yibum, and would have no effect on the Yibum of the first marriage. And if you'll tell me that, no, the second Bia was effective in making the second widow his wife, so then, now, if you're going to say that, so what does that mean? That means that the first Yivama would have become usher to him. Why? Because then he would be in the case, it would be a case of having taken both co-wives in Yibum, which is also not something we allow. So since the second Bia was not effective, so the first marriage remains the way it is, and the second Yivama is going to be forbidden to him. In other words, if you'll tell me that the first Yibum is a real Yibum, then we don't have to worry about the second Yibum at all. That we'll just call that Znus. And if you're going to tell me, no, that the second Bia somehow makes the second Almana his wife as well, so what does that mean? So that means he would end up taking, so he's taking two wives, two co-wives as Yibum, which is also not allowed. And therefore, since he should not have done that, so then the first marriage anyway is going to be intact. That was the first one that he did. So that's what the Mishnah says. Again, a man's married to two Yisomos Ktanos, and he dies. If the Yavam has beer with the first, and then beer with the second, so we're assuming, and Mishnah doesn't say it yet, we're assuming that they can stay married. Then the Mishnah says, Oshe ba'achiv al ashniya, or let's say you have the case where the brother, that's the other possibility, meaning he's not the one who had Yibum, but another brother had Yibum with the other Tzara. So the same thing, Lo Pasala Sarishona, also that doesn't disqualify the first woman from living with the first one. The Baruch Hanura says, Shahara Biyasan Shaveh. So, and I'll read it from the Vatrinur. The Rishona Kanuya, if she's acquired by him, Hari Ishto, Ubiasachrona Bilas Nus, Vilav Kanuya, and if you'll say, no, it's not a Kenyan, Hari Shtainach Rios Etzlo. So they're both literally strangers to him, Shaloi Kunos Lechav, because they were never a Kanui, they were never acquired by the brother, Lachiv, meaning the original marriage was nothing anyway, because he was married to Ktanos. And therefore, he can be Mekayim the first one. She doesn't come disqualified. Ah, the second one, though, he shouldn't live with, says the Baruch Tanura, Dilmaknuya Ashavu, because maybe, in fact, it was a Kinyan, and once he had beer with the first one, so he can't live with the second one. That's the Issa, if you remember, Shnei Batim, by Isachas, and not two Batim. And then the Mishnah says, V'chein Shtei Chereshos. The same thing is true in the case of two wives who were deaf mutes. If a man married two deaf mutes, and then he died, and then the other had beer with the first, and then with the other, so the first one's not disqualified from staying as his wife. Okay, so now though, the Mishnah gets a little bit more complicated. Here, as an introduction, it's important to be aware of the difference really between the marriage to a Chereshes and the marriage to a Ktana. We keep speaking about the fact that the marriage is only to Rabbanim. That's true, but the mechanism is a little bit different. Baruch Tanura says the following, uses the following language. When it comes to the Bia of a Ktana, so here the language he uses is like this, Diktana Sufekim Hi Knuya Lagami. It's a question whether or not she is acquired at all, completely, or the acquisition is nothing. But when it comes to the Chereshes, we say it's Knuya Umushuyeres, Knuya Bimiktsas. Veina Knuya Kinyan Gomer. So that's the difference is that when it comes to a Chereshes, we view our marriage as a partial marriage, even midrabana. That's because the deaf mute, we assume, is considered someone without das, without the sufficient intellectual capacity, certainly in those days. Today may be different. But when it comes to a Ktana, so that's a suffix. It's questionable whether they're married or not. So therefore, they're not exactly the same. When it comes to the Ktana, they may actually be fully married. But when it comes to these, or maybe not at all, a Chereshes there's a partial marriage. So therefore, we'll understand why we could run into problems. So says the Mishnah like this, Ktana v'Chereshes. Here you have a case where a man married a Ktana and a deaf mute, then he died, and these two tsaros, co-wives, fall for Yibum. But Yavam ala Ktana, so what happened? The Yavam now has Bia, does Yibum with the Ktana. And maybe they're married. Now, that's maybe they're married. This is a suffix. And therefore, so having be with her, it's very possible that this is considered Yibum, and they're man and wife. But it's possible that the original, that this is nothing, meaning the original marriage was really nothing at all, and therefore this was not Yibum, and they're not husband and wife. If she was not married to the deceased husband at all, she's a Ketana, so this is not Yibum what we're talking about. So the Yavam had beer with a Ketana v'chazar uvala chereshes, and then he had beer with a deaf mute after having beer with a Ketana. Or after one brother had bia, the one Yavam had bia with the Ketana, another brother had bia with the Chereshes. Lo pasal asaktana. The second bia by the Yavam or the brother with the Chereshes doesn't disqualify the Ketana from remaining married to the Yavam. But the Chereshes is also to him. So why is this true? So remember, as opposed to the Ketana, the Chereshes' marriage is considered partial marriage, not Suffolk, but B'miktsas. So therefore, when Bia takes place with the Ketana, who we said whose marriage and Yibum are Suffolk, and when that happened first, that was the first Yibum, and then only after that, there was the Bia with the Chereshes, either by the same Yavam or by a brother. So how does this work? So we say, well, let's see, if the Ketana is really a marriage and became the wife of the Yavam, so then having Bia with either the Yavam or the brother, having Bia with the deaf mute is meaningless, because once Sarah has the Yibum, the other one, there is no Yibum. That would be considered Nus. Let's say the Ketana did not become his wife because the original marriage to a Ketana was nothing. So then she was never his brother's wife. So therefore, the deaf mute becomes the Yavam's wife. That's not a problem because the Ketana had no relationship to him at all. And either way, the Ketana is allowed to be married to the man because she was not related to him at all, looking it from the other way. The Chereshes, though, is not allowed. Well, the possibility is that the Ketana did become the Yavam's wife because that was the first Bia, and therefore the deaf mute is a Yavama who is released and free and should not be living with him. Then the Mishnah says, but what are the opposite order? But Yavam ala Chereshes v'chazer ala Ketana. First, Yavam had beer with the deaf mute, and then, so we say, he definitely, she's acquired partially as his wife. It's not a suffix. There's definitely a partial marriage. And then a beer with the Ketana. Or the brother, another Yavam had beer with the Ketana. In this case, the Chereshes is disqualified and they can't live together. Why? By having beer with the Ketana afterwards, the Yavam or the brother disqualifies the Chereshes from living. Why? Because remember, marriage with the Chereshes, it's definitely effective, but it's not full. The Yibum with the deaf mute does not make them, doesn't make her fully the Yavam's wife. And therefore is not going to completely remove the Yibum bond to a wife who may be a full wife. Aha! So having Bia with the Ketana, which came afterwards, where that may have been completely effective to make the Ketana, the Yavam's wife, or the brother's wife, completely, because maybe that was a real marriage. If that would be the case, so the Yavam acquires both widows as his wives, and that's a problem, because you're not, as Lo Yivneh, to Shnei Batim, you're not allowed to build. So that's why we say, in such a case, Pasal Es HaChereshes.